Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Christy.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
Pretty great. Got your headlines here. You picked the real one. We got 4 tickets for you to go to Coney Island and hang out at the pool.
Yay.
Doesn't that sound lovely?
Yes.
I know. So here we go. Which one is it? Is it A? Woman steals neighbor's motorcycle and uses it to run over ex's golf clubs. Is it B, a carjacker steals a woman's car by sitting in her lap and driving off? Or C, man chases old ladies on golf cart to try to steal their vodka?
Is it A?
No, it's not A.
Oh, man.
It's the carjacker. It's B.
Bummeroni.
Yeah. 31-year-old Thomas Dimmock was asking people for money outside of a drugstore in Ewing, New Jersey last Thursday, and a 66-year-old woman walked by and gave him a dollar. Well, he apparently didn't think it was enough, so he followed her, and when she got into her car, he jumped in and stole it while sitting in her lap. So he didn't, like, push her off into the passenger side or pull her out of the car. He just sat right there on top of her and stole the car while sitting in her lap.
So this way to do it.
Poor woman is pinned under him, and she can't reach the brakes, so there's nothing she can do. Some people who saw it called 911. He ended up getting into a high-speed chase with police, all while still sitting on this woman's lap.
Oh, my gosh. She had to be terrified.
Yeah.
Now, this is all happening in Ewing, New Jersey, which geographically, this is about halfway between Pennsylvania and New York. He eventually crosses the border into Pennsylvania, where they finally stopped the car and chased him down on foot. The woman he sat on was checked out by paramedics and gave the statement to cops, so it sounds like she's going to be okay. He, on the other hand, is facing several charges.
I don't have any kids. All my friends are having kids. I would like to have kids because I get those maternal feelings, like when I'm laying on the couch and I can't reach the remote control. I think, boy, a kid would be nice right now. If I have kids, I want boys. Teenage girls, I was one too. I'll admit it. They're just too sensitive. Anything you say, they completely freak out. Something real simple like, hey, did you lock the front door? Why does everybody around here think that I am fat? I don't think anybody mentioned it, Chubbs. Now, why don't you? Oh, hi. I respect people who have kids. It's a lot of work. A lot of people won't have kids, and bad reasons, too. Here's my friend's reason. No, the world's in too bad a shape. I'm like, the world's always been in bad shape. I go, what do you think the pioneer women were telling their husbands? Kids, honey? Oh, no, I don't think that'd be a very good idea, because in case you haven't noticed, honey, we're living in a wagon right now. And for 2 years, you've been running around with a dead squirrel on top of your head.
Comedian Kathleen Madigan, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. It is 9 after 7 and 64 degrees at Cincinnati's Q102. We've got a mix of sun and clouds, low humidity, and a high of 79 expected today. Have you broken quarantine for a booty call? Also, should you be microwaving your library books? Time for some of the news that didn't make the news here at Cincinnati's Q102. A lot of single people have been complaining that they can't get it on during the lockdown, but it looks like a lot of them have buckled in the past few months. A new survey found 30% of people who are quarantined alone have ventured out of their house to hook up during the lockdown. And just over half of them have also had someone over to their place to get it on. So that's what people are up to.
When you want something bad enough, you find a way.
You're willing to do anything. 30% of people who are self-isolating alone have had at least one video chat hookup. And 78% of people who are self-isolating with a partner say they've actually been having more sex because of the lockdown.
Do you guys, do you know anybody that's still completely self-isolated?
No.
My mom.
Yeah.
She's 81.
Yeah.
Sorry, will be.
I know, you're getting in trouble. You're getting ahead of yourself there. Her birthday's not for what, another couple months?
Right. And Kristen's parents have. They're self-isolating, you know, but they're older. And there are underlying health conditions there. Two-thirds of people who are having more sex say boredom is the main reason.
Nothing else to do. There's only so much Netflix you can watch.
We asked on our Facebook page, what have you done for a social distance date? And Sarah says, we went to the drive-in. We tossed our air mattress in the truck bed.
I like it.
Brought our own snacks. Winky face. So fun.
So there you go. 76% of people have used the lockdown as a chance to kind of explore and spice up their sex life. In other news that didn't make the news this morning, the 4th of July is still more than a week out, but social media is already flooded with people complaining about fireworks waking them up, waking their kids up, or maybe scaring their pets. Obviously, that's nothing new. It always seems to happen around the 4th, but it does seem a little more common this year. New York City has had 426 times more noise complaints in June.
Wow.
Than the same time last year. Isn't that crazy?
Where are people getting these fireworks?
Drive to North Carolina. They are at every interstate exit between the border of Tennessee.
That's always been a hot spot.
Yeah. Just right across. All you have to do is just cross 275 right on into Lawrenceburg. They're open there, too. And in Florence, they have a phantom fireworks on Mall Road. 24/7.
I'll tell you what. I have a fear of fireworks that was instilled in me as a small child. That anytime it's going, that there are fireworks going off in a residential area, I get very, very. I wasn't even allowed to play with sparklers.
Oh yeah.
When I was at, and we didn't have, they were illegal in Illinois. You couldn't have them and just shoot them off in your backyard.
Yeah, they were illegal in Massachusetts too. But we always seem to find a way to get our hands on some.
Same. Yep.
I just remember that one. The very first 4th of July that we moved into. First of all, I think I live next to a Rossi because in Ross, like, we are legit hardcore fireworks the entire month of July, which I kind of deal with, whatever. But I just remember that one year that our kid was, I don't even know, but they just kept shooting and shooting. And it was like 1 a.m. and I was totally ran outside and was like, can you cool it with the bleep and fireworks?
I remember when you had your meltdown.
Oh, man, I would straight up mom, like, just, I'm going to come over there. And they did, thank God.
Well, hundreds of people in New York sat outside the mayor's mansion Monday night and honked their horns to wake him up because, you know, with the rise in complaints, they kind of felt like, you know,
do something.
The city administration wasn't really actively doing anything about it. New York City, as I mentioned, has had 426 times more noise complaints in June than the same time last year. This is not the kind of thing the cops usually crack down on big time. And this is what it sounded like yesterday.
Tonight I'm here at Gracie Mansion. I will be joined by a few hundred individuals who will be coming here with their vehicles, honking their horns in front of Gracie Mansion.
Look at that.
Fire truck.
Oh, yeah, they're getting
it. You can't sleep. Mr. Mayor, you won't sleep.
So have they said why it's such a big deal this year?
Noise complaints are up in general during the lockdown. It seems long before the July 4th holiday started approaching. Everyone is home. There's less traffic to drown things out. And just wanting to get outside and blow off steam seems to be a factor as well. A guy near Baltimore just got arrested for threatening people with a gun for doing it. Fireworks were driving him crazy outside of his house, and a reporter was interviewing some people about him blowing his top.
It goes on till all hours of the night. These kids are setting off fireworks. It's loud, maybe annoying.
You don't know if it's a gun. You don't know the duck, the stand up, you know, so you really don't know.
It's about booms, you know.
People losing their cool over it, and there are also fewer fireworks displays planned this year, so more people are buying their own, and now we have a surplus of louder, professional-grade fireworks out there, so it's possible more people have gotten their hands on.
That makes me so nervous. I know a guy down in Tampa had a firework come through his window and land in his bedroom, and luckily he was home and was put it out.
Oh,
I mean, if he wouldn't have been there to put it out, it would have burned his house down.
Jeez.
And the dogs. I always feel so sorry. It scares the living daylights out of so many dogs.
Yeah, it stresses them out.
Yes. And how do cats act around fireworks? Do they kind of get skis too a little?
You know, they tend to walk low whenever they sense that there's a disturbance going on, but they seem to be okay. They don't get too riled up, but they kind of lay low.
Well, they adjusted with all the gunfire in Avondale, and so they're kind of used to the loud noises.
I mean, we had, you know, the spot shotter would go off all the time to the point where a lot of my neighbors wouldn't even bother calling the cops because so many of it was random gunfire. So unless you witness something, it felt pointless for a lot of my neighbors to call 911. But even with spot shotter, we would see police roll in and just sort of do a drive around the block just to make sure there wasn't anything happening. But boy, I'll tell you what, I mean, I played you audio what it was like on July 4th every year.
Oh, that's right.
Holy mackerel. I mean,
I remember that. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah, right.
And Avondale.
That's right. But I'm hearing it in Kenwood now.
Yeah. I don't mind it. What I care about is the 1 a.m. Like, come on, shut it down at midnight.
Right.
Something. You know, I sound like a complete mom, but I'm just saying.
But you got stuff happening.
Well, and we have to wake up at 3:45 to go to work. I mean, not necessarily on the 4th, but during July.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.